see a for sale sign as long as I'm around. Your friends may come and friends may go, but that Chevy don't let me down.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I'm Anita. I'm sitting here with Olivia. And this whole show, Olivia, we've really had a great time going back down memory road, literally, back to Morganton, North Carolina, and our great, fantastic trip there. We were invited by the local tourism board there, and we had a great, fantastic time doing a little bit of everything from hiking, eating at great restaurants, visiting the distilleries and the breweries.
Hang gliding.
You know, I need to keep remembering that. I think I'm putting that out of my mind.
Yes, that also happened.
Right, that also. Well, it definitely happened for you. It definitely happened for you. So, but now I want to switch over a little bit because we've talked a lot about going to destinations, doing things like hang gliding. And also, too, we've talked about road trips. So why don't we now talk a little bit about travel insurance? Because I think a lot of times when people think of their vacation and they think of purchasing travel insurance, they're like, well, I'm not going on like a European, you know, tour, or I'm not going, you know, on a cruise, so I don't really need travel insurance. But it's a little bit more to travel insurance than just saying it's those big expensive items.
Right. I mean, accidents can happen. And you may think of travel insurance as kind of a way of further complicating something that doesn't need to be complicated. But in the end, should something happen, having travel insurance will kind of help smooth that process over. So it becomes less complicated. So it all evens out.
I like to say travel insurance takes the stress off of you. You can just go and do your hang gliding, your zip line, and do those kind of things. You don't really have to have in the back of your mind, what if? You know, you don't have to worry about that. Someone else is taking care of the what ifs. And that someone, in our case, is Allianz, who we partner with. And they have some great, great tips, Olivia. So I want to go over their 7 reasons for why you should purchase travel insurance. And I'll start with 1, because you don't want to lose all of your money if you have to cancel your trip. And people don't think about that. I don't think that, you know, travel insurance can really come in and help you if for some reason those best laid plans somehow now it has to be canceled for some reason.
Exactly. For those of us who have that one vacation we look forward to every year, should it have to be canceled, you want to have that money back so you can hopefully reschedule, or, you know, save it for the vacation next year.
Exactly. And that's what travel insurance will help you do that. They will sort of help you with being able to recoup that money that you might lose if you didn't have the travel insurance. And then, as you said, you can apply it to another vacation that you have coming up. And you really can't afford to lose money when you're going on a trip. That's not the purpose of vacations. So one of the best reasons to buy travel insurance is to have that protection of trip cancellation benefits. And when you look into travel insurance, you need to look at all the different plans and find the one that best suits the vacation that you're taking, so that if you do need to be reimbursed for anything that may be prepaid, non-refundable trip costs, some of those things could be covered for you with travel insurance. So you just want to make sure that when you get your money back, you can then book your next vacation, and it makes it a brighter day.
Yes. And like we said, accidents can and often do happen while traveling. So if there is a medical crisis that happens, whether it's an injury, broken bones, a stroke, heart attack, you want to know that you have someone who can help you out. So with Allianz's global assistance hotline, you can always call in case of an emergency, and they'll, you know, if you work with them, they'll have your plan in place should an emergency happen.
Well, that is true. And they may even be able to arrange payment in advance for some of those covered emergency medical expenses that may come up while you are traveling. And this is especially important overseas, because your health insurance probably won't work overseas. I mean, if you show up at a doctor's office or a medical facility overseas with your particular insurance card from here in the United States, they'll just probably look at it. They may have heard of it, but they really can't do anything with that. So if you get seriously sick or hurt in another country, you should not expect your health insurance card to be something that you can pull out and help you in those situations.
Exactly. And so when you have a travel insurance plan that includes that emergency medical or dental benefits, it can help pay for losses due to those emergencies that may occur during the trip.
Exactly, because most foreign medical facilities and providers require cash payment upfront. And they do not accept those insurance plans, as we keep saying. And the other thing, too, is that they may require cash payment up front. So that's another little stickler there, too. And Medicare does not provide coverage outside of the United States. The U.S. State Department actually warns you about that if you go and check out their website. So when you have travel insurance with emergency medical and dental benefits, it can jump in and help you out of those particular situations. And then you can go back to having a great vacation.
Yes. And another thing we've talked about a little bit before, kind of when we're talking about travel emergencies and extreme conditions, is in the case of an evacuation. Now, this could be a specific medical evacuation for you or someone in your traveling party, but those can be very expensive.
They can be really expensive. They can be expenses up into the six figures type amount of money as well, too. And if you get seriously sick or are badly hurt while traveling overseas, you may need to be taken by helicopter or either flown to the nearest high-quality hospital or medical facility. And that could be enormous in terms of the amount for that. So not only the flight, but also then when you get to this high quality medical facility, then you'll have to pay for that as well. So medical insurance can come in again with that. And this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and we're talking about travel insurance and talking about our friends over at Allianz Travel Insurance and their suggestions and why you should consider travel insurance regardless of where you're going. So let's talk a little bit more, though, about those medical evacuations, though, Olivia, because that, with me traveling so much, that is one of the things that's always kind of in the back of my mind. It's like, what would happen then if there's like a major medical emergency? Because you do want to get to a hospital that you know will have the quality of service that you would want.
Right. So that's not only the medical care that you have to worry about paying for, but also the transportation to the hospital, which can sometimes involve a helicopter. And when you have travel insurance, it can help cover those costs, and it can also help arrange those specialized transportation to bring you home. So if you need to recover after an incident, that's another transportation cost you have to think about.
Exactly, exactly. So travel insurance with emergency medical transportation benefits, so that's what you need to look for when you're purchasing it, can pay for you to be transported to the nearest appropriate facility if you suffer a covered illness or injury during your trip. And Allianz, their medical assistance team, determines that local medical facility that will be able to help you with that. Now, what about flight delays? We've experienced that.
Yes, flight delays can be costly. And on a recent trip, we experienced a flight delay there and back.
So we thought at first that we may have to spend the night. But because 80% of U.S. flights arrive on time, that leaves 20% that are possibly not arriving on time. And 20% may sound like, oh, well, if 80% of them are arriving on time, why are you worried about 20%? But hey, if you're part of that 20%, you're not liking it too much. So you can incur costs as much as like meals or hotels, as we just mentioned. And if you're having to come out of your pocket with that, that can be quite costly.
Absolutely. And that's where travel insurance can come in and reimburse you for additional accommodations you may have to make. If you are, you know, staying there overnight, you might want that. Meals, travel expenses, lost prepaid expenses due to a departure delay. So that's something to think about. It does happen pretty often.
It does happen pretty often, so definitely you want to check that when you're looking at the options for purchasing travel insurance. Also, too, things like missing bags, that can certainly ruin your trip, and Allianz has plans that can help you with that. Baggage delay benefits can reimburse you for a reasonable amount of purchase of essential items during your trip if your baggage is delayed or misdirected by a common carrier for up to 24 hours or more. And then their final suggestion, Olivia, is because sometimes even the expert travelers, they can have a little problem.
And you are a perfect example.
Well, you know, the expert traveler, you know, sometimes we can make a mistake with who we kind of book our travel with. So if you are working with a travel professional and somehow now they're not contactable, you can't get in touch with them, Allianz can help you out with that too. I mean, Allianz is really coming to the rescue here. If you buy travel insurance, this can be a peace of mind thing for you because you're really depending on that travel expert to be that expert. You're not thinking that they're going to have a problem. So if they do, Allianz can help you with that too. And again, the Allianz Global Assistant Hotline is available for 24 hours. So anytime you're having a problem anywhere, you can pick up that phone and give them a call. So travel insurance, Olivia, is that a thumbs up?
It is a thumbs up. It's also given me all these things I've never considered before. Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. Should think about that.
I should think about that. So how about two thumbs up there?
Yes.
Definitely two thumbs up. Now, we appreciate you guys listening to us today. We hope that you have taken notes on all of the different things we've talked about. Certainly planning a trip to Morganton, that should be top of your list. And if you're going anywhere, you want to consider that travel insurance, because it doesn't have to be a big trip or far trip for you to benefit from travel insurance. And this segment is brought to you by Allianz Travel Insurance. So you definitely want to check out their website at allianzusa.com. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening.